Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yes, Cathy Davey, previous nomination there for the Choice Music Prize. This is Kieran McGuinness. We are back on the Nova Guest List, and we're just after the announcement. So Fontaines DC have just been announced as having won, and we are live right now with Dave Hanratty of the No Encore podcast. Dave Hanratty, how was your evening?
Fantastic. I just won a tenner because I bet on the obvious winner of the award. It was always going to be Fontaines DC. I'm amazed that anybody is surprised about this. It's a classic case of narrative winning. It's their time. Their fourth time of asking. They were not going to lose this one. So, lads, pints on me.
Yeah, that is the thing. I'm absolutely not surprised at all that Fontaines won. But I do also think there was a lot of bands that could have got it. Was there anyone that you saw tonight that you thought, oh, this could have been their night?
So I was kind of influenced by Sprints and their show closing performance, which was, to be fair, absolutely spectacular. Their front woman jumped into the crowd at one stage in the classic rock and roll fashion that someone always does at these award shows. But I have to say, I'm a sucker because it is undeniably effective. But in much like the Oscars, you're like, well, the votes are counted. The judges are literally standing on the balcony. No matter how good the performances are, it's not going to actually count for anything. So Orla Gartland and Eve Regan, they're all excellent. I wondered if maybe they could be a dark horse. Roche maybe as well. But I couldn't waver from this. I was like, it's Fontaines. It's their fourth album, their fourth nomination. The biggest album they've had in their career. Worldwide impact. Love them or hate them, and I'm somewhere in the middle on that one, despite what people say to me about it. It was a foregone conclusion, an absolute foregone conclusion. And yeah, I mean, like, they don't need to win this award, but I guess the award needs them to win it, in my opinion. It would be weird if they didn't win it at least once.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think that's got to be a part of it. Like, the story has to be a big part of it. I thought New Dad were absolutely unbelievable tonight. I thought a lot of the performances were really, really fun. And I think a lot of people would have walked away saying that was actually a pretty brilliant, pretty professional night. It was really particularly good. My only thing is I kind of have a big soft spot for Lazarus Soul, and I thought they just did enough. They just did enough tonight.
Well, my problem with the Choice Prize, and I'm a former judge, is that, and this will now that I've said this, I'll never be a judge again, is that I think people are guilty of voting for narrative over art. Not just the Choice Prize. This is an exclusive thing. It happens with everything. You get caught up in the story. You get caught up in the personalities, the characters, because, and look, in fairness, I'm sure a judge from this year will turn around and say, absolutely not, Dave. It was just about the album, just about what was contained within those 45, 60 minutes, whatever. Personally, I don't believe that. I think you can't ignore the overwhelming nature of a gigantic personality. And in the case of Fontaines DC, like, come on, man, they were absolutely everywhere. Like this was always going to, this was their crowning moment, at least from a domestic point of view. So it's a strange award. You know, you got a bunch of judges in a room. Like, it's never going to be a perfect science. And yes, Neil Hannon, who gave out the award, I thought made a very good point when he was saying, Jesus, bands now are so much more professional and they're so much more aligned and everything. And, you know, he's being self-deprecating in that classic Neil Hannon way, but he's not wrong. Like the bar has been raised. But at this moment in time, I think the dominance of Fontaines as a personality, as an entity, was impossible to ignore. And I'd be surprised if that didn't overwhelm the judges. No offense to the judges. I've been one myself. But I've been in that room and I've seen narrative win. And I've been the one guy saying, absolutely not. Vote for this reason. But it's a personality award. It's a popularity contest, man. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, it is. And congratulations again to Fontaines DC. Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me in this particularly loud spot in the building. You chose it very well.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. This is Kieran McGuinness. Why don't we play something else from the Fontaines album, Romance, which won the Choice Music Prize this evening. It's Kieran McGuinness. It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative, and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.